Milwaukee and Madison have gay pride events. There are also get-togethers in central and western Wisconsin. But the Green Bay area has never hosted an event aimed at gays and lesbians, as well as the general public. Andrew DeBaker says that's the gap Pride Alive is meant to fill. He's a co-chair of the festival.
It's not so much even about the community becoming more accepting, but about gays and lesbians understanding that, you know what, it's okay to sort of be out and proud and open and just be honest, you know, with yourself. One of the things that we've said many times as well is that we really do believe that Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin is a lot more accepting than perhaps what people give it credit for.
DeBaker says gay people are often included in the so-called creative class and that they have a lot to contribute. By some estimates, they have a whole lot. Pride Alive volunteer Carol Cassell cites a Wall Street Journal article that once estimated the lesbian and gay community could have an economic impact upwards of $800 billion a year. And she notes in his recent book, Hoosier City, Richard, Florida included Green Bay.
Green Bay actually listed within the small region category as both an overall and best buy city for gay and lesbian mid-career professionals, for a best place to live for gay and lesbian families with children, and even for gay empty nesters and retirees.
Organizers expect up to 1,000 people at the festival. They say they haven't gotten wind of any organized protests, but do have security plans just in case. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.